It was the end of the Second World War. The Queen Mary had docked in Halifax after bringing thousands of war brides, many with small children, to settle down with the Canadian soldiers they loved. Back then, they were automatically considered Canadian citizens. But decades later, some discovered they'd lost that status when they failed to keep up with changes in the country's citizenship laws. Those changes led to a number of legal battles, one of which is still being fought by Joe Taylor, a man who came to Canada as an infant on this very day in 1946. Kurt Petrovich has his story.
Wind blows through the evergreens that tower over knee-high white crosses in Port Alberni Cemetery. The Field of Honor is where they bury veterans. Joe Taylor's father is one of them.
I've been here in just about every kind of weather. I've been here in snow, been here in rain. Today it's a really nice day.
Taylor never really knew his father. Just months after Taylor's British mother brought him to Canada in 1946, she returned to England with him. He says years later, his mother told him the horrors of war had turned his father into an abusive alcoholic. But Taylor says after raising a family of his own, it became important to find his father again. And a few years ago, his search led him here.
I mean, I suppose for so many years I had hoped that I would find him alive, but it wasn't to be. When you actually come and see this, it's pretty final.
Taylor says he would like to make the trip more often by living permanently in Victoria, a few hours' drive away. He and his wife have an apartment there. But Taylor's chances of emigrating to Canada are slim. 62-year-old British accountants don't score well on Canada's immigration point system.
I am not an immigrant. I've never been an immigrant to Canada. I am a citizen. I'm entitled to be a citizen. My father was born here and fought for this country. His mother before him was born here in Canada. I am entitled to come here if I wish.
And Taylor has documents to support his claim, including the Canadian passport officials issued to his mother.
That's the 60-year-old passport that we went back to England. That's my mother. I was just on my mother's passport, so there's no picture of me at the ripe old age of about 19 months.
There was also an order in council passed by the federal cabinet at the time, which gave war brides and their children who landed in Canada the same status as the servicemen they were coming to live with. But after first ignoring Taylor's claim 3 years ago, a case officer with the Department of Citizenship and Immigration argued he couldn't be Canadian because his parents were only legally married after Taylor was born, making him a bastard. The department has also argued before the federal court in British Columbia that Taylor lost his citizenship because laws enacted after he left Canada required him to take steps to retain his citizenship before he turned 24.
That the Canadian government didn't bother to tell anyone, so how was I to know? They didn't tell me or either of my parents.
The judge hearing the case told the federal government's lawyer that a ruling against Joe Taylor could put the status of thousands of war brides and their children in limbo. It's a situation that angers 82-year-old Eswin Lister. She's a former war bride living on Vancouver Island, and she's written a book about the war bride era.
I didn't see my husband taking out citizenship. It was conferred upon him. It should have been conferred upon me. That's my attitude. And it's water under the bridge as far as I'm concerned. But look what it's doing to Joe.
One unexpected result of the dispute was Taylor's discovery of the address of the house in Nanaimo where his father was born more than 80 years ago.
I have no idea what I'm going to see. It's a long time ago. Possibly it might just be a parking lot or it may have been changed into an office block. I have no idea, but I've got the address and we must just go and have a look.
The current owner, Holland View, welcomes Taylor inside and Taylor stands for the first time on the same worn floorboards that his father played on as a child. After hearing about Taylor's case, View is immediately sympathetic.
It's not fair. You shouldn't have to fight for that.
Taylor says he's not sure how much longer he can keep fighting. It's already cost him $25,000, and he expects that even if the federal court rules in his favor, the government, which says he's not Canadian, will appeal.
I hope you are successful, definitely.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Kurt Petrovich, CBC News, Nanaimo.
I'm planning to go away.